The following shiur has been presented by Rav Binyamin Hollander, Dayan, Beis Din Mishpatei Chayim, Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havar Halacha Center.
Daf Nun Beis. The Gemara at the beginning of the Daf brings that when a person sells a house to his friend, the kinyan applies once he gives over the keys. And the Gemara asks, if we are talking that he bought the apartment with money, then a kinyan is when he pays. And if we are talking that he made a chazokah, so the kinyan is when he does a chazokah. Says the Gemara that we are talking that he bought it with a kinyan chazokah, and therefore he has to say, Leich chazek ukni. And when he gives over the key, it is exactly the same as saying, Leg chazek ukni. From this Gemara we see that just by giving over the keys is not called a kinyan, but it is just like you said, leg chazek ukni, which is a part of kinyan chazoka. The Gemara at the beginning of Sochim brings the Sal rents an apartment before Pesach, then the chiyuv of checking or doing bedikas chometz for the seicha is only from when the key is given over. The chiyuv we see from this Gemara that Maseiras Mafteach is counted as a kinyan, not like we just said now from our Gemara. Tosis answers that by chometz, since the balabayas cannot enter the apartment, therefore the chiyuv is on the seicha. But by everything else, of course, keys do not make a kinyan. The Ravid answers that the reason why, by chometz, we say everything is depending on the giving over of the key, is not because that makes a kinyan on the apartment. But once the Baal HaBayis gives over the keys, it is like he is being masiach das from anything in the apartment, including all the chometz that is there. And therefore the seicha, the person who is renting now, has a chiyuv to check and burn any chometz remaining. But the Maisa says arising as well, giving over keys does not make a kinyan. The Rishonim, who want to make a difference between the Gemara and Pesachim, which is talking about renting, to our Gemara over here, which is talking about buying. And they say that is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos in Pesachim. The Rashi holds for renting, keys makes a kinyan. On the other hand, Tosfos argue that the same way one acquires an apartment, one rents one. And just by buying it does not help. So by renting, the same giving of the keys will not help. The reason why we could have had to have a minute to differentiate between renting and buying is because when one sells something, he gives up full ownership of the item, and therefore I say he needs a kinyan alimta, a strong kinyan. However, by renting we see that by a poel, a worker, when does the kinyan start? Once he starts working for you. For example, let's say someone orders a cab, a taxi. Once he leaves the taxi rank to come and take you, you cannot cancel your request, since we count this as if he has already started working for you. According to this, I could say that when one rents a house, the beginning is when I am able to move in, and that is when the key is given over to me. Mashain came. When buying, that is not enough. We need a proper kinyan, kinyan kesel or kinyan chazoka, to make it be my house. La halacha, it is brought, giving over the keys, Maseiras Mafteach, does not make a kinyan, neither by renting or by buying. A couple of years ago, there was a story in Yerushalayim of a family who went on vacation for a couple of days. And, as most people do, they left the key by their good next door neighbors. In case Chas Hashanah, anything happens, they should have the key. The morning after they left, there was a knock at the door. Three people were standing outside with a big sofa in their hands. They said they'd been knocking on the door of their neighbors for a long time, as they had ordered this sofa and they were told to come and bring it this morning. The neighbor said, no problem. She opened the door, she went in with them, and they put it in the living room, and then they walked out and she locked up the door. Everything was okay. An hour later, there was another knock at the door of the neighbor. The same three people said they had made a mistake, and instead of bringing it to the second floor, they should have brought it to the third floor. Again, no problem, she opened the door, she went in with them, she went out with them, make sure that they came out. Everything seemed to be okay. 2 days later, when the neighbors came back from their vacation, they saw they had had a ganeva, but no signs of anyone breaking in. All the windows were complete. The door was okay. What had happened was that the sofa was one that opened up. And the first time these people came in, they had placed someone inside the sofa. As the door was locked and he knew no one was going to come around, he roamed around the house quietly, stealing precious things. And when they came back and took him, they took him out. In the sofa was all the things that he had stolen. The question is the neighbor chayav for letting him into the house or not? First thing we have to clarify is, when someone becomes a shoma, does he need to make a kinyan? Shulchan Aruch and Chayish HaMishnah Sefer Reish Tzadik Aleph brings a machlekes rishonim, Tosfos and Rosh hold that once the bailein give over the item that they want to be looked after to the shoma, they automatically release themselves from continuing looking after the item. And a shomer automatically becomes, without making a kinyan, he is a shomer. The second opinion, that of the Rambam, is the shomer is only chayim when he makes a kinyan. The Shach writes that this shitta is the main one, and that is the way he paskins. Let us return to our case. When a neighbor received the key, the most of the shmir that we can say that he received upon himself was to look after the key. He definitely was not makabel upon himself to look after anything in the house. Especially as we have just said that giving over the key is not counted as a kinyan. And even more so, even if we would say that when the neighbor opened the door or locked it, she made the kinyan chazoka, but here again, she only made a kinyan on the key and not on anything which is in the house. What we could say that maybe a way to be mechayev a neighbor is that she caused the ganeva to happen. Just like the Gemara brings in Bava Basra that one is not allowed to place a board in front of the house on which ganovin could jump on and steal from a neighbor's house, but even so, it is called groma, and he is potter m'dinei odom, and it's not worse than what the Truma Sadeshan brings. If someone reveals a secret code of a safe, and a person steals, says the Truma Sadeshan, this is called groma, and he is potter m'dinei odom, even though he helped the gneva to happen here, and caused tremendous damage. But the halacha is, as we know, every groma is potter m'dinei odom and chayim m'dinei sh'oni chayim m'dinei shamayim. The Meiri writes at the beginning of Perek HaKlenis that the chiyuv to pray for groma m'dinei shamayim is only when the person who made the groma had kavona to do damage or did a v'shia without kavona lahazik. But if he had no kavona, that even though damage was caused because of something else, he is potter even from Dinei Shamayim. Maybe in our case over here, since the neighbor opened the door for them and went into the apartment and did not leave them for a second, and there was no havamina to think that they were not honest people, it could be that even b'day shamayim he would be potter. Poskim go even further and say that even when someone asks from his neighbor to give the key of his house to workers who are meant to be coming to do work for him, and he gave over the keys and there was a gneiva, and the owner says, yes, I was sure that you would go in and out of the house, you would be a yetzer v'nichnas, see what is going on, nevertheless, he is even potter from the day shamayim. Since he was only told to give over the key, and there were no other conditions made, the shas meiser when a neighbor came and gave him the key to give over. So therefore we say, the neighbor did exactly as he was told to, and he is potter even b'day shamayim. Another case to strengthen our point, that giving over key is not counted as a kinyan, is a case where two Sofri Stam rented a basement to write a Sefer Torah, and they agreed to pay rent for a year. Each one had their corner to write in, but after a couple of days, one of them saw that the other one was difficult to get along with, and he said, I want to leave. He gave him back the key. The second guy continued for a couple of days to stay there by himself. But then he called him out to come back, since he made the cheshbon, it was too expensive for him to pay for the whole amount. But he said, listen, what do you want? You already agreed. I gave you back the key already. Said the sofer who remained there, I never acquired your portion back again, since I never used it. I continued sitting in my corner. I never, since you left, I didn't make a chazoke in the whole apartment, in the whole basement. Says the poskim that he has to continue, since there was no maisa chazoke that he did. And even if he would have started using the whole basement, but since he did not use it in front of the moicha, he did not show that he's been koina that chedek. If you're going to say that he acquired it by giving it a mafteach, the serious mafteach, so that we say is no kinyan, and here even if he would have given the key and said leicha zekukni, it would not have helped, since anyway he already had the key to the place, and leicha zekukni only helps for someone who does not have any schos to enter such a place. And then we say that a friend sells him a chedek and gives over the key. But here anyway, there was no need for him to take the key, as already had one to come into the house. So therefore, we see from our case here, Mafteach, the serious Mafteach, is not counted as a kinyan, and therefore, the Chorah, we have not got a way of being mechayev this neighbor, unless there were people who said that she should have found out beforehand, she should have called up the neighbors and asked them, did you order this sofa or not? And since she didn't call up today with the telephones, which is very easy to call up, especially everyone has cell phones today, maybe it is called she is a Peshas for letting her in, and if it is a Peshia, maybe we could be Mechayefa. But the person Paskin that the Choyer was not called a Pshia, and as we said, the Choyer is even Poto, definitely B'day Odom is Poto, and maybe as we thought from the Meiri, since there was no Kavona doing damage, she would also be Poto B'day Shamayim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.